Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are holding in Parshas Vayelech. Vayelech Moshe Vayedaber es hadvarim eilel kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu went and spoke these words to all of Klal Yisrael. So, Rashi Vayelech Moshe Vegoimer, Moshe went, v'chulei. So, there's a shaila if this appears in all editions of Rashi. We have it here. Pasuk Beis. Vayoimer aleihem. He said to them, Ben me'avi esrim shana anoichi ayoim. I am 120 years old today. I can no longer come out and come in. And Hashem has said to me, you shall not cross this yardin. I can no longer come in and go out. A person might think that Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach got weakened. He no longer any koyach. Tamalaymer, Terry tells us no. Lechoasa einoi, his eye did not dim. Veleinos lechoi, and his moisture did not leave him. Elamau leyucho. But what does it mean? But the Torah says I can no longer. What does that mean? Eini rishai. I have no more rishus. I'm not allowed. Shenitla many rishus, because the rishus was taken away from me. Venitla Yeshua, it was given over to Yeshua. Hashem amar elai, and Hashem has said to me, Zehu perush. This is an explanation. I can no longer go out and come in. Hashem, oh my life, because Hashem has said to me. That's why it's also.
Go in and come out.
Oh, so why does it mean come in and come out? What's the main thus? That's a good question. So I think the meaning shot is that from going in and bekabel from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what I was going to say, but lechayr to be mekabel from the Oyel Moed or instruction from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that I can no longer do because that was transferred to Yeshua. So some of the Rishonim I saw say it doesn't mean that everything was given over. In certain things, because it's going to see that it says the Messiahs of Torah were taken away from him, we saw in Rashi. But certain things, yes, certain things, no. It doesn't mean he forgot all his Torah, Chas V'Shalom. Okay? Anoichi Hayoyim, I'm 120 years old today. Hayoyim Olu Yom Ay V'Shnoisei. Today my days and years have been filled. B'yoyim Zeh Noiladati. On this day I was born. B'yoyim Zeh Omas. On this day I will die. Because the Gemara says in Saiti, Yod Gimel Amid Beis, that Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memali Shneseim, M'yoyim L'yoyim L'shana L'shana. That they on the same day that they were born, they're Nifter. The Vracher, another Pshat, Tzlotzeis V'lovei, to go out and to come in, but Divri Torah. Oh, what does it mean I can't go out and come in? In Torah, Melamed. Here's the Rashi. Shenistatmu Mimenu Masayrois U'mayonis HaChochma. That the knowledge that was given over in the Masayra and the wellsprings of Chochmah, of wisdom, became close to him. Then now he no longer, the Gemara says in Saita, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that's what it means, I can no longer come in and go out. Go out and come in means because the Messiah was taken away from me. So that's what Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Sicha, Chelek Beis says, Avad doesn't mean that, also like we mentioned, doesn't mean that everything was taken away, certain things yes, certain things not, but this, the Messiah was taken away. Mayanos of Chochmah. Okay, Pasuk Gimel. Hashem Elikecha, Hu Oiver Lefanecha. He will cross before you. Hu Yashmin Esagoyim. He will destroy these nations. Aele Milfanecha, from before you. V'yirishtam, and you will take possession of them. Yeshua Hu Oiver Lefanecha, Kasher Dibra Hashem. Yeshua Hu Oiver Lefanecha. He's the one that shall cross over before you as Hashem has spoken. Pasuk Dalid, V'osah Hashem Lohem, Kasher Osah L'sichoinu L'oig Malchiyah Moiri L'artzom. Hashem will do to them, as He did to Sichon and Oig, the kings of Amori, and to their land, Asher Hishmid Oisom, which He destroyed. Pasuk Hei, U'nasanam Hashem Alifneichem, and Hashem will deliver them before you, V'asisem Lohem, and you shall do to them, K'chol HaMitzvah Asher Tzivisi Eschem, according to the entire mitzvah, the entire command that I have commanded you. Pasuk Vav, Chizku V'imtzu. Chizku means be strong. V'imtzu means be courageous. Al Tiru, do not be afraid. V'al Tartzu Mipneim, nor you shouldn't be broken before them. Ki Hashem Elokecha Hu Ha'hoylech Imach. Because Hashem Elokecha, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, He who goes with you. L'yarpecha, He will not loosen His achiza, His hold on you. V'lo Yazveka, nor will He forsake you. The Bnei Hashem is always with you. So Rashi le'yarpacha v'le'yazveka le'yitin l'cha rifyon. The Bnei Hashem will not give you a rifyon, a loosening, li'yos nezav mimena, to be abandoned by him. Pasuk zayin v'yikra Moshe le'yeshua. And Moshe calls Yeshua, he summons Yeshua. V'yomer elov, and he said to him, le'enei chol Yisrael, before the eyes of all of Klal Yisrael, chazak, be strong, ve'emotz, and be courageous. Ki ato tove yasa'om azeh la'oretz, asher, nishba Hashem la'avoyisom, lo'seis lahem. Because you are the one that should come with this to the land that Hashem swore to their avos, lo'seis lahem, to give to them. And you will be goyim that they should inherit it. You're the one that's going to bring the begoyim that they should get the nachalo. You have to understand this ketargum, like the targum says. Arei atot at teyulim amahadein. For you, he says, will come with this people. Moshe amalei to Yeshua. Moshe benu said to Yeshua, zekeinim shebedar yu imach. The zekeinim of the dar should be with you. Everything should be according to their das, their opinions, and their advice, whatever the shitas are. But the Bnei Yisrael said to Yeshua, "Ki ata tavi as bnei Yisrael, tavi as bnei Yisrael. For you shall bring the bnei Yisrael. Yalo aretz asher nishbati lem, to the land that I sworn to them. Tavi al korchem. Tavi means bring them without them having a choice in the whole matter. Akoyel tali b'cha. Everything depends on you. Toil makil. If it's necessary, take a stick, take a rod." And hit them on the top of their head. Dabor echad l'dor. There's only one leader for a door for a generation. V'loishnei daborim l'dor. And there's not two leaders for a generation. As I said in the Gemara, Sanhedrin of Ches Amid Aleph. Pasuk Ches v'Hashem. And Hashem, Hu ha'hoilich l'fanecha. It is the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's Him who goes before you. Hu yeh imach. He will be with you. He will not release you. He will not let loose of you. Nor will he forsake you. Do not be afraid. Nor should you be dismayed. Pasuk Tes. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this Torah. And he gave it to the Kehanim, the Bnei Levi. What they do is Hanoisim Esarayin Bris Hashem. They are the ones that carry the Arim Bris of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vel kol zikne Yisrael, and to all the zakenim of Klal Yisrael. Zot Rashi v'yichtev Moshe v'goyimer. Moshe wrote the Torah and he gave it. Kishenigmer kula, when all of it was completed, nasna levnei shiftei. So then he gave it to the bnei shvatim, to the ones of his shevet. Pasuk yud v'yitzav Moshe oisom. Leimer Moshe commanded them, saying, Miketz sheva shonim, at the end of 7 years, b'moyed shnasa shmita, at the time of the year of Shemitah, the Shemitah year. B'chag ha-sukkos, during the Yom Tov of Sukkos. So Rashi, Miketz Shev Hashanah, at the end of the 7 years, B'shanah Rishayna Shel Shemitah, means in the first year of the Shemitah cycle, Shei Hashanah Shemitah, which is the 8th year, V'lama Kari Yosef Shnas HaShemitah. So why is the Torah called Shmas HaShemitah? The year of Shemitah, Shadayin Shviyas Nehegezba, because the halachas of the Shviyas of the 7th year still apply to it. B'kotzer Shel Shviyas, L'gabe, the harvesting of Shviyas, that's the crop that grew in the 7th year, Hayoytzi L'moytzi Shviyas, which goes into the 8th year, meaning after the 7th year. As I said in the Gemara Brach in Rosh Hashanah Yud Beis Amud Beis, meaning if let's say the Tvua grows a third of its final growth during the Shemitah year, during the 7th year, whatever it's going to grow, or if the fruit trees that they bud that year. So then what happens? So they have the lachas of the 7th year, the Shemitah of the year, even the mice of the Betzira, the harvesting doesn't take place until afterwards, but still it has the lachas of the 7th year. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Bevoi Chol Yisrael Leiroyes Es Pnei Hashem Leikecho Bamokoi Masher Yivcho. When all of Klal Yisrael comes to appear before the Ribbono Shel Olam Leikecho, in the place that he will choose, Tikra es haTorah hazois neged kol Yisrael biyoznehem. You shall read this Torah before all of Klal Yisrael in their ears. So Rashi, Tikra es haTorah hazois haMelech haYikori. The king would read it, the Melech, mitchilas eil advarim, in the beginning of Parsha Chumash Dvarim, k'diis mesech haSaita, like the Mara says in Saita, daf mem aleph omed aleph. Al bima shel eitz, it was on a platform of wood, shayu oisim bazar, that they would make in the azara of the Beis HaMikdash. So what does it mean, Lefnei B'nei Yisrael? One second. What does it mean, Lefnei B'nei Yisrael? It means in front of everybody, that in the full view of everybody else. That's what the pasuk means. Neged Kol Yisrael. Yeah. What are you asking? Stage. Yeah. Stage or what did I say? Platform. Yeah. Stage. Same thing. Yeah. Same thing. Okay. Yud Beis. Hakei Lesa'am. Gather together the people. Ho Anoshim the men. Via Anoshim and the women. Via Taf and the small children. V'Gerucho Asher B'Sharecho. And the ger who's in your sherech, your cities, leman yishmeu, so that they will hear, uleman yilmudu, and so that they will learn, v'yaru es Hashem alekeichem, and they shall fear Hashem alekeichem, v'shamru lasais es kol divrei haTorah zois, and they will be careful to do all the words of the Torah. So Rashi, anoshim, the men, excuse me, why do they come lilmoid to learn Torah? V'anoshim lishmaya, to hear. V'ataf lamabo, why did the children come? Lo se schar lameviyem, to bring schar to the ones that bring them, like the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Oh, so that from the Pashas of the Gemara, no, that was the whole thing, that they should get schar for lameviyem. That's what that because they're too young to learn lamaisa.
Why do they get schar for lameviyem?
The whole idea was the Rebbeinu Shem wants to be mar b'schar to Klal Yisrael. So he says, bring your young children, so Meila, I'll give you schar. You're not gonna get schar for nothing. But now that you brought your young children, besides the chinuch that it makes on them, even though they're too young to learn from the whole thing, but l'maisa makes a roshim on them. Everything a person sees makes a roshim. But the ikur nekuda the Gemara is saying, it was to bring schar l'meviyem, to the ones that bring them. That's l'chayr what the pshat is. Okay, pasuk yud gimel, uvneiem asher lo yodu. And their children who do not know, Yishmu, they shall hear, Valamdu, and they'll learn, they shall learn, Liyiras Hashem Likechem, to fear Hashem Likechem, Kol Ayamim, Asher Atem Chayim Alo Adamo, Asher Atem Oivrim Es Ayardain Shama Lirishta. All the days that you live on the land, to which you are crossing over the Yardain, to take possession of it, Lirishta. Pasuk Yudalid, Vayoymer Hashem, El Moshe. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, saying, Hein korvu yamecha lamus, behold, your days are drawing near to be nifter, Moshe Rabbeinu. Kira es Yeshua, call Yeshua, summon Yeshua. Visyatzvu be'oil moyed, and both of you, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, shall stand in the oil moyed. Vatzavenu, and then I will command him. Vayelech Moshe, so Moshe Rabbeinu went, v'Yeshua and Yeshua, v'yisyatzvu be'oil moyed, and they stood in the oil moyed. So Rashi, Vatzavenu, and I shall command him. What does that mean, Vazarzenu? Means that I am going to encourage him. We mezarez him. That's why the Torah mentions Yeshua over here. The whole point was to be mezarez him. Ein mezarez in elam mezurozen. Pasuk tezva vayeira Hashem ba'oyel. Bi'amud onon. Hashem appeared in the oil, in a pillar of cloud. Vayamud amud ha'onon al pesach oil. And the pillar of cloud stood by the entrance of the oil of this tent. Pasuk Tezayin, Vayoyim Hashem al Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Hincha Shoichiv im Avisecha, behold, you're going to lie with your avos, with your forefathers. V'kama om azeh v'zono. But, however, this this people will rise up, and they're going to stray after Achrei Elihei Neichar Oretz, after the gods of what, which is strange, which is foreign in the land. That's the Elihei Neichar Oretz. Asher hu va shama, Bekir boy, in whose midst, that's who they're coming. Vazavani, and they're going to forsake me. Vehi hefar is brisi, asher karati itoy, and they're going to annul the bris that I've sealed with them. So, the Rashi says, Nechar oretz, that's what's far into the land, that means goye oretz, that's the people of the land. So the goyans medayik over here, that whenever it says, there was no avoy de zoro, that there was no znus involved in them. And he's medayik from the pasuk. Says v'zon achreli heinechar oretz. Every single one. Some of them were miyuchd for that, but every single one, there was. It says v'tiznu achrei abaolim. It was always a lashon of znus there. So Goyin says we have a kabbalah that every single one, even the ones that we don't know about, every single one had was some shemetz of znus involved. That's what the pasuk in the Rambam says. V'zon achreli heinechar oretz. They're going to go and do the znus of the avodah zarah. Pasuk yudzayin v'chora api voi vayoyimahu. The Baal Nishim says, my anger is going to flare up against them on that day Va'azavtim, and I will forsake them. Vistarti fonai mehem, and I will conceal my face from them. V'hoya lechol, and they will become, lechol means prey. That people will be able to come and attack them. And then many, many rois, many evils and distresses will encounter it. They're going to have terrible tzoros. And then the nation is talking about it will say on that day, Klal Yisrael will say on that day, Haloi al ki ein elokai bekirbi, mitzauni haroi se'eila. Is it not because the Ribbono Shel Olam is not in my midst that all this ra and all this evil and this distress has encountered me? Isn't that the reason why? So Drashi, Vistarti fona, and I will conceal my face, Kemoisha eini roi bitzarosam, as if ki'ilu I don't see their tsar, all the distress. That's what Astaras Panam the Ribbono Shel Olam is, that ki'ilu chzesnish, I don't see it. Pasuk Yudches, Vanoichi haster astir ponai bayoimahu, I'll call her ro asher asa. But Ribbono Shel Olam says, I will have surely concealed my face. I'm going to mamish cover my face on that day because of all the ra, all the evil that it did. Kifana el Elohim acherim, because it turned to the God of others, because they went off and they were over the Vidazaro. And that causes Hester upon him, that the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to conceal my face from them. Pasuk Yutes, V'ata kisvuluchem es ashira zois, V'lamdes b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyem. So now, write this song for yourselves, and teach it to the b'nei Yisrael. And sima b'fiyem means place it in their mouth. L'mantiyah li ashira zois le'ed b'nei Yisrael, so that this song should be for me as a witness against the b'nei Yisrael. V'grasiyah shashira zois, what is that? This song, Hazino Hashamayim, that's next week's parasha. Ad v'chiprat basay amoy, until the pasuk v'chiprat basay amoy, which is later in Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Aleph to pasuk Mem Gimel. We'll see Mitzvah Shem. Pasuk Chof, ki avienu elu adam asher nishbati la'avoysov. For the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I will bring them to the land that I swore to their avos. Zavas cholavud vash. It's a land which flows with milk and honey. V'ochal, but they will eat. V'sova, and be satiated, they'll be satisfied. V'doshen, and they will grow fat. U'fonel Elohim acherim v'avodum, and then they're going to turn to the gods of others and they're going to serve them. V'niatsuni, and they're going to anger me. V'hefer esbrisi, and then I will know my bris that I made with them. It means they will anger me. Anytime we see the word niyutz, it means anger. They're going to get me angry. It says, B'tzeya berech niyutz Hashem. Someone who's B'tzeya berech niyutz Hashem is Lashon Menayitz. Einzem Avarech al Menayitz means the Lashon that gets me angry. Angry the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk of Aleph v'hoya ki simtzeno oisai rois rabbis v'tzorois. It shall be that when many evils and distresses will encounter it, that's Teklal Yisrael Rachman al Tzlan. V'onsa shira zayis lefonav le'eid ki loisi shochach mipizaroi. Then this song will speak up before it as an aid, as a witness, for it should not be forgotten from the mouth of their offspring, of the offspring of Klal Yisrael. Ki yodati es Yitzroi asher hu oisa hayoim. For I know, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, it's evil inclination, it's Yetzirah, what it does today, before I bring them to the land that I have sworn. So, that I word Klal Yisrael in it, I'll call on Moitzei Yisrael from all the evils that will encounter it. This is a promise to Klal Yisrael, she'ena Torah mishtakachas mizaram legamri, that Torah will not be legamri forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Avad Sizukham points out that there's Yeridus Adoris, and Torah is forgotten, but legamri, the Chiddush of Rashi is legamri, will never be totally forgotten. Now, the mashal we spoke at last week in the Dharam Chav Beis says on this pasuk, he says that if a person's over in Avera in Eretz Yisrael, it's much more Muhammadic than in Chutz Laretz. He learns it into this pasuk. It says like this. I know his Yetzirah before I bring him to the land, that meaning in the Midbar, that if he's over in Averin Chutz Laretz, I understand, you're in Chutz Laretz, you have a big Yetzirah. But if you still do those Averis in Eretz Yisrael, it's much worse, it's much more Chamardik. And that's how he's mazbed the whole Gemara over there with that with Ula, that he was going with Trey Bnei Chuzoy, they were coming out to Eretz Yisrael, one of them killed the other one. And Rabbi Yochanan was wondering, it says, V'nasati l'cho shom lev ragos. In Bavel, how does someone get so angry in Eretz Yisrael? So he told him, Ahi shaitle avrin in Yarden, we didn't cross the Yarden. So Mashal goes on that Gemara and tells us that the Chumrah of being over Aver in Eretz Yisrael. But he learns it into this pasuk. Before he come, meaning in the Midbar, I know his Yetzirah, and therefore it's, I don't punish him so much. But if you do the same averes in Eretz Yisrael, then it's much more chamerdik. Pasuk of Beis Vayichdov Moshe Sashira Zayis Bayoyimahu. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this shira on that day. Vayilamdes Bnei Yisrael, and he taught it to the Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk of Gimel Vayitzaves Yeshua Ben Nun. Vayoyimer. Chazak v'yamotz, ki ata tovias b'nei Yisrael el oretz asher nishbati lohem. And he commanded Yeshua ben Nun and said, be strong, chazak v'yamotz, and be courageous, for you are going to bring the b'nei Yisrael to the land that I have sworn to them. V'noichi eya yimoch, and I will be with you. So Drashi v'yitzavas Yeshua ben Nun, musav l'mayla klap yishchina. This goes first back to the Shechina. Like it says it explicitly, to the land that I have sworn to them, meaning the Ribbono Shel Olam is referring. It's talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk of Dalit. So it was that when Moshe Rabbeinu finished writing the words of this Torah onto a sefer, ad tumam, until their conclusion. Pasuk Chavo, Vayitzav Moshe es Alevim Noisei Aroin Bris Hashem Leimer. Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the Levim, the ones that carried the Aroin Bris Hashem, saying, Lokoyach es Sefer HaTorah Zeh V'samtem Oysa Mitzad Aroin Bris Hashem Likeichem. Take this Sefer HaTorah and place it on the side of the Aroin Bris of Hashem Likecho. V'hayosham b'chol la'ed, and it shall be there for you as an aid, as a witness. But Rashi l'koyach kemoy, it says zachor shamor haloich. Different, the same words of zachor means to be remembering. Shamor means be guarding. Haloich, be going. Same thing over here. L'koyach, be taking. Take mitzad oroin bris Hashem. Nechluku boichach meYisrael b'bava basra. There's a big machlokes in Chachamim in the Gemara b'bava basra. That you dalit omet aleph and omet beis. Yesh me'em oimim, some say that there was a board that protruded from the Aron Mibachutz on the outside. V'sham hayemunach, and that's where the Torah was placed. V'yeshayimim, the some that say mitzad aluches hayemunach, that it was placed besides the luches b'seich Aron inside the Aron. So according to the second pshat, what does it mean on the side of the Aron? It means that the Torah was placed against the interior wall of the Aron, not between the two luches, which were placed side by side in the Aron. As I stated in the Gemara, it's before in the Gemara, Baba Basra Yudalid. Pasuk Chav Zayin. Ki anoich yadat yes mericho, ves orpocha koshe. For I know your rebelliousness and your stiff neck. Hein bi'aydenu chai. Behold, while I'm still alive, imochem, with you, hayoim today. Mamrim hayisem im Hashem. You have been rebellious. You've been rebels against the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'af ki acharei moisi. And surely after my death, it's going to continue. It doesn't stop. Zot Rashi. Oh, vayte pasuk of ches koyach. Hakilu elai. Es kol ziknei shifteichem v'shoytreichem. Gather to me all the zkenim of the shvatim and the shoytrim. V'adabra b'yazneihem eisad varme eile. And I will speak these words into their ears. Va'ida ba'am es ha-shamayim v'yes ha-aretz, and I will call the shamayim and the aretz to bear witnesses against them. So, Rashi, akilu elai, gather to me. V'lo yitaku oisam ha-yoyim b'chatzoytzois. And that day, they did not blow with the chatzoytzois. L'hakel ha-sakol, to gather everybody. L'fishanemar, because it says about the chatzoytzois, ha-sei l'cho, make for yourself. V'lehishlit Yeshua aleim. The Ribbono Shel Olam did not give Yeshua rishus over the chatzoytzois. V'af b'chayev nignezu, and the chatzoytzois were hidden away even in Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime. Koydim yoy Moshe, even before he was nifter. L'kayim ashen emer, to fulfill what it says. V'ein shiltein b'yem amavas, that there's no shiltein rulership on the day of death. Where's that pasuk? That's a pasuk in Koheles. Ches. V'ayid abam es ha-shamayim v'yes ha-aretz. and I call the Shemayim and the Yoretz to be witnesses against them. V'imtoimran, if you'll say, Arik Far Heid L'mayilo, it was already called as witnesses before. It says, Hayidoyiz V'chem Ayoyim, that I call Shemayim and Yoretz today to be witnesses against you. So Rashi says, Hasam L'Yisrael Lama. There was, the Rebbe Shem says, I'm going to call Shemayim and Yoretz to be witnesses to Klal Yisrael. Aval Shemayim and Yoretz L'yomer, but he never said it to the Shemayim and the Yoretz. V'achshav Baloimer Hazinu HaShemayim V'goyim. And now he comes to say, now listen, give ear to Shemayim's V'chulei, that now they're being spoken to. Pasuk Chavtes. Ki Yodati Acharei Moisei. For I know that after my death, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki hashcheis tashchisan, that you're going to surely act corruptly. V'sartim in aderech hashetzivisi eschem, and you're going to stray from the path that I have commanded you. V'karos eschem aro ba'achris hayomim, and then evil will encounter you at the end of days. Ki sasu esara be'enei Hashem, if you do what is bad, what is evil in the eyes of Hashem, la'achisai, to anger him, b'maisi yedechem, through your handiwork. Pasuk, Lamid, and with that we finish Parshas Vayelech. Vayidaber Moshe biozne kol kahal Yisrael es divri ashira zois. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke into the ears of the entire kahal of Klal Yisrael the words of this shira atumam until their conclusion. With that we finish Parshas Vayelech. Rashi, yes, thank you. Rashi and Pasuk Chavtes. Acharei Moshe ki yashches tashchisan, after my death you're going to surely act corruptly, but we see all the days of Yeshua's lifetime, they didn't act corruptly. Klal Yisrael, it says, "Vayavod Yisrael as Hashem kol yimei Yeshua." The Klal Yisrael worshipped Hashem all the days of Yeshua. Mikan, from here we see, "Shel Talmidei Shel Adam Chaviv Alav Kegufoi," that a person's Talmud is as dear to him as himself, his very self. Shegal Zman She Yeshua Chai, because all the time that Yeshua was living, it seemed to Moshe Rabbeinu ki'ilu huchai, that he himself was alive. With that, we finish Parshas Vayelech. In conclusion, I wanted to mention an interesting inyan, which the Or Chaim talks about. Do tzaddikim know that they are going to be nifter before they're nifter? Is there such a musik that a tzaddik knows that he's going to be nifter before he's nifter? So the Or Chaim says that in two places that there is. He brings from the Zohar Kodesh. It's one over here, and then it says also in Parshas Vayechi by Yaakov Avinu. He says like this. Vayelech Moshe, tzorech ledas, lehechan holach. You have to know where he went, the Parsha started off. V'yoynis intirgim, shaholach lemishkan beis ulfano. He says he went to the Mishkan beis ulfano. The Meforshim, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, they write, shaholach mi machne levi la machne Yisrael. They went from machne levi to machne Yisrael, ka odam anifta mechaveri, like a person leaving from his friend. V'akosav sasam, the pasuk is very sasam. V'ayni menu heker lechad me'adrachim. You don't have a heker to any ways, Dr. Chaim. Oy tzorech ledas, mi heiris ruach Moshe ledas. How on earth did Moshe Rabbeinu know that his days and his was coming to the end, that his life was coming to an end? That you don't let a person know how long he's going to live. How on earth did Moshe Rabbeinu know how long he was going to live? In the Zal, in Zoya Kodesh Chelik Aleph Reishut Ches, I want to say pshat like this, Dr. Rechaim. She'amru, that they say, Ki arboim yoim, koidim apetiro, 40 days before a person's nifter, nishmas ha'odom hilechas mimenu, the neshama of the person leaves him. Ka'imer, like it says in Shir Shirim Dalid Vav, v'nosu atzlolim, u'mevakeres mokim chaniyosa b'mokim elyon, and goes to visit the place where it's going to rest, its final resting place in b'mokim elyon. V'atzadikim yakiru b'dover, zokto archaim, and he says it other places also. And tzadikim know when the neshamas went up to Shemayim. Look out from Shimon bar Yochai, shehikir b'Reb Yitzchok, ka'amar b'Sefer HaZoyer, like he was makir in Reb Yitzchok, like it says in Sefer HaZoyer. And the Or Chaim writes in Parshas Vayechi, oyd yesh loymar ki hirgish me'advorim ashiyor l'da'odam koydem oysa. Yaakov Avinu, he's talking about over there, was margish from the things that happened to the person before his nifter. Al derech amram zal chazal say b'Sefer HaZoyer. Here he writes, "Girsa kishloishim yom koydim moisoi mavir mi menu atzelim." 30 days before he's nifted, they take away the tzelim. U'maisa huvasham. There's a story. Shara Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Reb Yitzchak sheover tzelim mi menu. He saw the tzelim of Reb Yitzchak left him. Ve'agam ki yediyazum ushlelas mibnei adam. People don't know about it. Hatzadikim margishim v'yoidim kol dover ruchni. The Or Chaim says that the tzadikim know any ruchni is the things that are margish that the neshama left. And in Meila, that's how he knew that his time was coming to be nifter. Then he says at the end, "Vimtoimar minayin yada Moshe bidyuk yom amisa." How did Moshe Rabbeinu know bidyuk is day of death? So you know be'erich. You don't know bidyuk. How do you know bidyuk? Zokter Rechaim Hakadosh. What? You calculated. He made a cheshbon how it was. So he wants to answer like this. I'll tell you what his teretz is. Haloi omru zal kimi yom she yenusu atzlolim ad yom amisa im arboim yom. Like you're saying, we know. Make a cheshbon from the day that's yenusu atzlolim, meaning the shadows start to flee and start to leave from you. So that's 40 days. Who knows that more than Moshe Rabbeinu? If anybody in the world knows that, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that knows about it. And Mele, he knew the day that he was going to be Nifter. This Hargosha and this Hakara is only... The only Gedolei Olam are masigit. The Gedolei Olam are masig that they're going to be nifter. Ayin mashakasafti beposik vayikrivu me Yisrael lamus that says in Bereishis Memzayim Chavtes what the Chaim Hakadosh writes over there, what we quoted before, that hatzadikim argishim v'yoidim kol davar ruchni, that tzadikim know anything of ruchnius. So that answers Akasha. So he knew bidyuk on the day that he was supposed to be nifter. And with that, Rabbi Isai, we finish Parshas Vayelech.